We are continuing Daf Yud Zayin, and we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom. Rachash Loid Bikra, a sheep that never had any babies before, so the firstborn's in Rebbe Bachar. The other Shnei Zacharim had twins. The Yotzer Shnei Rashayim Kachas, both heads came out at one time. They both born to the Kayin. You can have two Bechairas. Shenema HaZacharim LaShem LaShem Rabim Zacharim teaches us you can have two Bechairas. Maybe I agree you can have two Bechairas, but it's impossible for two heads to come at the exact same time. One for sure is a little bit first, and that's the Bechar. So what do you do? One goes to him, one goes to the Kayin. So which one goes to the Kayin, which goes to the Israel? So it's about like this. The Kayin picks up the better one, and we'll see in the Gemara later on, we'll discuss the reason. And the Gemara says that the Kayin takes the worse one, and the other one that the Israel keeps, you have to wait to get some more and you can eat it. And the Mepharshim speak out, Rishonim, Rashi, that of course Kayin also can't bring his for a carbon because we're not 100% sure if that was the Bechar. We're going to Chum here, Yafshalot Samsem. So really both of them are Yirat Yistav, and the reason why he speaks this out is because it wants to say the thing it says afterwards. It says V'chayiv, turn on with V'chayiv Matanos. The Israel's one that he keeps, he has to give Zeroy L'chayim V'kevet to the Kayin, has Matnas Kuhuna on it. But the Kayin himself doesn't have to give Matnas Kuhuna. That's why it says it by the Yisrael that Yirat Yistav. It teaches that halacha. Rabbi Yossi Poiter. Rabbi Yossi is Poiter from Zeroy L'chayim V'kevet, and the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning for this Bira HaMachlekes on Daf Yud Ches. Tomorrow we'll explain this. Meisachad, unless it is two that came out, and we're not sure which one's the Bechar Kuhn to Rabban, unless one of them dies, Rav Tarfon Amar Yachleiku. Tarfon always, they split it. And the Gemara is going to say that Rav Tarfon was chayz what he said before, that because before he said the Kohen gets the better one, so just see which one died, the better one or not the better one. But here he's going that the Halach is Yachleiku. So Rav Tarfon says, one of them die, Yachleiku. You have to bring a Raya, and therefore, since you can't bring a Raya, which one was the Bechar, and you don't know which one died, the Yisrael keeps whatever one is left. Zochav and Akeva, let's say Zochav and Akeva are born at the exact same time, then Ein L'Kayin Klum, since you're not sure which one's first, according to Rabbanan, therefore maybe the Akeva was first, and therefore it's Hamaitzi Mechaver of Araya, and the Israel could keep it. So Akapana, we have here Machlekes in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, two Becharis come out at the same time, two Zecharim come out at the same time, and Shaila is it Rabbi Yosef really says that both Becharis, because Efshel at Samsem, and the Rabbanan hold the Efshel at Samsem, therefore it's a Safik, and the Gemara and the Mishnah discusses which one goes to the Kohen, which one goes to the Israel. But Akaponim is Machlekes Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanan, if you say Efshel at Samsem, is it possible for something to come out at the exact same time or not? Zok to Gemara, Amri de Ber Abiyana, Rabbi Yosef Glili Shaminalei, we learn from Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Omar, Efshel at Samsem de Shemaim. That B'dei Shemayim, it's possible, even the word, the Dohak Bada, but it could become at the exact same time. But Kalshikim, they are them, and of course, you can have a Tzamsem if you try to do something, of course, you can have a Tzamsem yourself, but they are them. That's the Shita Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. Rabbanam, B'dei Shemayim, Efshel Tzamsem, like said our Mishnah. But B'dei Adamai, what's the halacha B'dei Adam? Is it Efshel Tzamsem or not Efshel Tzamsem? That's the Gemara declaring for Rabbanam, is it Efshel Tzamsem or not Efshel Tzamsem? Really, the Gemara Shaila basically in Rabbanan is like basically holds that I could trust my eyesight. If I see both things coming out, it's Efshel at Samson. And Kavachaymer, if I try to do it together, I could do it. The Rabbanan say you can't trust the eyesight. If you see two things coming out at the same time, one really came out first, you just didn't realize. But maybe if you try to do something at the same time, you could be with Samson. And the Gemara Shaila is it possible for a human to be with Samson? So I'm going to try to bring a riot to this. Tashema, it says that Mezbeach had a chut hasikra. What was a chut hasikra for? Because certain kabbanas have to be put on top of the chut hasikra, for example, a chatos, and other kabbanas, like a oila, have to be brought below the chut hasikra. Same, and by oif, it's the opposite. The oif, a oila's oif is brought above the chut hasikra, and a chatos, a oif is brought below the chut hasikra. But the chut hasikra is the median of the Mezbeach, and that makes the difference between lamaila and lamata. So it says chut hasikra, so sikra choyger b'emse. You put the chut hasikra in the middle of the mizbeach. L'hav l'madom l'yoinim to make a chilek between the blood that spritzed on the mizbeach that goes above the chut hasikra b'endom atachtoinim. V'yamis yafshel tzamsi adam. If it's impossible to put something exactly in between, zim l'kuyav yoin l'mata v'atachtoinim l'mayla. If you get it, if it's not exact, so sometimes you put the you make a zrika right above the chut hasikra, and really since you didn't put it correctly, so it turns out you're putting that blood below the halfway point because the chut hasikra wasn't exact. And maybe, really, you put it a little too low, and really above it is still lamata. So if you can't be a mitzamtim, so you're going to have a problem with the dam. Empty Gemara, no, you compensate for that, very simple. The Marvach Maporto, you make the Chutah Sikra thick, a little thick, and this way you know for sure you cover the middle, and for sure above it is above, and under is under it. It's not a problem, it's very simple itself. Tashman Araya, Midas HaKelim, Midas HaMizbech, we find the Mishkan says that the Hashem told Moshe to make the Shulchan this size, and it says, and they made it, they made the Shulchan that size, they see they can make something exact. No, maybe it wasn't exact. Whatever you do is fine. Hashem told you to do a certain shear. Whatever shear you do, that's fine. And that's what Hashem wanted you to do. He wanted you to try to do the best you could. It doesn't mean it's exact. So that's not right either. Let's try a third raya. Amrav Katina. The halach is v'egla rufa. What's egla rufa? If someone gets murdered between two cities, you measure which city is closer, and they have to bring egla rufa. Let's say you measure. Oh, that's the next. I skipped the Gemara. That's the next one. Aron Ketina Toshma. Egla Rufa is the next Gemara. We skipped the Gemara. Omrav Ketina Toshma. The Gemara is like this. It says the halacha is a tanur, cheres, that gets tamei. The only way to retire is by breaking it. You can't be toivel a cheres, something that's earthenware, in a mikvah. So let's say you have a tanur, you have to break it. Now, if you break it and roiv of the tanur is still around, so then the roiv is tamei. So really, the best way to break a tana is to break it into three, and therefore you sure don't have roiv of the tana. You don't have most of it intact. So let's say chol kashayim, you split it exactly in the middle. Vein shavim, they equal shneim tameim. They're both tamei. Why? Because you skid each one's the roiv. Fi sheiav shlo tzamsem. So what do you see? By day odem, you can't be in tzamsem. According to Rashi Glili, he holds even the shvayim is shlo tzamsem. So can't be Rashi Glili. So it must be Rabbanon. We see from here that day odem, it's sheiav shlo tzamsem. Cheres specifically is very hard to split in half equally, because when you break earthenware, it has gumois, it has these holes, and you know, when you ever broke earthenware, it has like these jarred edges, and therefore it's not going to be exact, and therefore there's ef taki ef shel tzamtzim. Maybe by something that you can measure, it is ef shel tzamtzim. Earthenware is hard to do it, so don't be arrived from there. Hashem asks, we cannot arrive. Nimsa mechav mishdei yaris. This is talking egla rufa we spoke about before, that if someone gets murdered in between two cities, whoever one's closer has to bring egla rufa. Let's say you found it exactly between two cities. Zokter avalaza, eliezer, shteyem mevias shtey agalas. Both cities bring egla rufa. Dibre avalaza. My time. What's pshat? Lav mishim dukasava, b'dei odom efshel tzamsev. Because he holds, I can measure and see it's exactly in between. It's efshel tzamsev. And Allah is, it says in the Pasuk, whatever is kreiva, and kreiva fill a kreivais, and yadarsh and kreiva fill a kreivais, therefore you bring two. So it's a riot, it's efshel tzamtzim de adam. And for the Gemara, loy, Rabbi Eliezer sova lo karbeis aglili. Rabbi Eliezer also karbeis aglili holds dama efshel tzamtzim de shemayim. V'chol shkem de adam. And therefore it's very good. Of course you give a tzamtzim, going with the Rabbi Eliezer. But we had a question through Rabbanon. And that we still don't have an answer, because anything we tried didn't work. Chuta Sikro, we said you could be compensated for it. It's not right. Midas Kalim, Hashem says to try. The case of the Tanur was saying by Kli Cheres, you can't, Taka can't be Mitzamsen there. And here it's going with Rezag Lili, so it's not a Raya. So we got off Dafti Ches Amud Alf on top, Neymar.